Just west of the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art on a 90-degree day, actors and tech people are gathering in Southmoreland Park to rehearse Antony and Cleopatra, one of two shows, the other is A Midsummer Night's Dream, that Heart of America Shakespeare Festival is staging this summer. One can hear birds chirping, leaves rustling, and the occasional siren, plus hammers banging their final touches upon the double-sided set, so designed because the shows are being done in repertory, where, say, a Tuesday performance of Midsummer is followed on Wednesday by Antony. Canopied from the sun are five cast members and the festival's artistic director, Sydney Garrett, who explains the appeal of doing two shows in this, their 20th anniversary year.
Our hope is that for our 20th year, it's a huge year. You know, it's great to have reached the ripe old age of 20 years old for this festival. Mm-hmm. And to be telling two extremely different stories. If you see the set for this play and the costumes and the story, overall story, extremely different than when the set rotates and the fairy costumes come out. I mean, it's, you know, they're completely different looks, completely different feel. You know, I think it's a great combination for this big year for us.
Actors Kim Martin Cotton and John Rensenhaus, who play Cleopatra and Antony respectively in that play and other roles in the comedy, say they embrace the opportunity to play in repertory while acknowledging the challenges.
I love rep because when someone has a big role in one and a smaller role in the other, then you get a night to rejuvenate and be back with lots of energy the next night.
One day I will focus on one character, and the next day I will focus on the other character. And the one character, Antony, is, you know, a soldier at the heart of a tragic love story, and Oberon, the other character, is casting spells on people. So it's a much more sense of fun and lighthearted thing. And because once I sink my thoughts into the world of Antony, you need to stay there for a while. Can't flip back and forth that easily.
Playing Bottom in Midsummer in The Soothsayer in Antony is Jan Rogge, who says, and Rensenhaus echoes, that it's highly unlikely repertory actors could forget what show they're in on any given night.
You're in the world of it. You've got your costumes and your wigs and you see everybody else, and there's such a different energy, don't you think, of Antony and Cleopatra in Midsummer?
There's a good analogy that if you stepped onto a basketball court, you wouldn't think about playing football. So when you're in the set and in the clothes, you don't get confused.
Still, actors can be superstitious and should take note of Bruce Roach's experience doing Shakespeare in Rep in Oslo.
I was all geared up to go to the pool and spend a couple of hours at my apartment complex in the afternoon and relax for that night's show. And I got a call from stage management, and she said, why aren't you in the wig room right now? And I said, well, I'm getting ready to go to the pool. She said, well, aren't you going to do Orsino this afternoon? I said, no, that's tonight. And that was before cell phones were prevalent, of course, so I wouldn't have had a phone with me at the poolside, and there are those hazards.
When asked if they had a favorite of their two roles, most of the actors laughed, but Bruce Roach has actually given it some thought.
The role that you think is the hardest is the one that you end up liking better because you have to give more attention to it. It's like the troubled child requires more attention. And so the role that scares you the most, perhaps, is the one that you end up having the greatest attraction or attachment to.
Though the actors are modest about learning lines for two plays simultaneously, they all give kudos to the backstage crew, who at the close of one performance switch out all the props and physically turn the set completely around. Steve Walker, KCUR News.